you're listening to?
Radio.
24 hours of?
Non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 24th, join the Sustainability Club from 12 to 3 p.m. for their 17-table Sustainability Development Goals Fair at President's Garden. The 17 United Nations Sustainability Development Goals are a blueprint for a better world. Also happening on Tuesday at 5 p.m., NBA player Chris Herons is leading a talk titled Changing the Conversation on Substance Use. This is open to students and also members of the SUNY Oneonta campus community and the City of Oneonta. On Wednesday, September 25th, from 5 to 6 p.m., learn about what LEED credit is, how LEED credit can benefit you, and where to find LEED events. Visit LEED at Oneonta on the Campus Connections page to RSVP to the online event. Join the African and Latinx Studies Club as they will be watching a screening of the film, Spare Parts, and then following with a discussion about the film. The screening will also be happening Wednesday, September 25th, in the Red Dragon Theater from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update for WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hey guys, that's kind of loud in my headphones. Hey, how we doing? Happy February. My name is NJ. This is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink. And here I am. I'm tweaking a little bit today because there's like people in the studio, and usually on weekends there's no one here. So I feel like I'm being watched, even though maybe they're not even listening. But shout out to the people in the studio right now if they are listening. Anyways, it's February, which is crazy because it was like just January, and it like just turned January, and now it's February, and I'm here at SUNY Oneonta. Speaking of SUNY Oneonta, all of that news you just heard, it's fake. I think it's kind of funny because like it's still like we just had like our first full week, yes, back from break. So I feel like everyone's still getting everything together. So I think it's kind of funny that we're playing like old like PSAs and stuff. I don't know. That's just me. But I think it's a little silly. But yeah, I'm here. It's a Sunday. I'm kind of tired. I'm going to be so for real. I slept in this morning. Usually I don't. But I did. And it was actually so great. So, like, I get up early, usually, like, 6:30, which is crazy for a college student. Like, when I tell people that, like, normal people, they're like, oh, my God, I get up at 10. I'm like, yeah, bro. Tough. So then, like, on weekends, I end up waking up pretty early. It's usually, like, Saturday. So far, what I've noticed from my two weekends here. Saturday, I'll get up at, like, 7. And I'm like, man, it's 7. And I'm up. The dining hall doesn't open till 9. What am I supposed to do till then? But then Sunday, honk shoo, I sleep in. I woke up at 9:15 this morning. Huge win. That's a success for me. But like, I'm kind of sleepy. But oh well. But this is my show Kitchen Sink, where I yap a lot and I play some music. Today, So we have this thing Spinatron, right, where we have to like chart the music that we play, and every time you like have like a new episode, it asks you to like give it a name. And so usually I have something planned, you know, like last week I called it Visions, because I made like a playlist vision board for how I wanted my semester to go. I have So Thankful for Thanksgiving. Usually, like, there's something. But today, I was like, I don't know. So today's episode is called Chill and Slay. It's music that is chill and slay. And if I'm being for real, I feel like some of the songs I picked are, like, they fall into, like, my favorite... I don't know if I want to say genre, because I don't know. That's the one thing I can't do is, like, music genres. I don't know. Like, something about it, my brain just doesn't, like, I can't group them correctly, or I feel like I can't. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to, like, say something's in a particular genre, you know? But, like, the music I will be playing today, vibe-wise... is, like, actually some of my favorite, and I don't think I've ever noticed that. I don't know. I could talk... Well, you know what? No. Here's my thing. I think I'm going to transition this into more of a talk show with some music, but a lot of yapping, because I like to yap, and I've, like, fallen out. So I joined WONI because I loved music, and... I still love music, but I feel like my relationship with music has changed significantly. Like, I used to love making playlists and, like, finding new music, adding new music to playlists, making, like, a vibe. That was really fun for me. It still probably is. I just haven't done it in a really long time. Now I'm in, like, my put on an album and just listen to the whole album. But then it's, like, I have a rotation of, like, 10 albums that I listen to over and over and over again. And I don't know, like, it's weird. So then when I'm making these playlists, I'm like, huh, like, what do I even put on here? Because I can't just play an album. That's, like, not allowed. So I'm like, huh. So if I yap, I don't have to play as much music. And I also like to yap, but I also still get to play some music. So that's what we're doing. There's mad people here. Hi, Mars. Okay, I got distracted. We're gonna start with music now, because I've come to a plateau where I don't know what else to say. I love when this happens. So yeah, we're gonna start with Whatever You Want by Hardcore Kids, and I do not believe I've played them on here before, which to me seems a little crazy. It's basically, like, Hardcore Kids is 4 or 5 or maybe more. Their picture shows 6 people, so maybe there's 6 of them, but it's just, yeah, I think there's 6 people. And they just kind of, like, they're all individual artists on their own, but then they all, like, come together and make silly music together, and I really, really enjoy their music. So, we're going to start with Whatever You Want by Hardcore Kids. I hope you guys have so much fun listening to this, and it's going to be fun. I really like this song. And then we're moving into some more. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm playing 3 songs, and they're all going to be really fun. So I hope you like them, because I do, and they're fun. So yeah, have fun. I'll be back.
Describing as a firestorm. Authorities are advising you take shit.
That's exactly what makes her special. Next, we've got another Detroit indie band, Hardcore Kids, Whatever You Want.
Why you wanna go and do that? Girl, I promise I'll be a better man, cause you're too sweet like cinnamon. When it come to your loving, I'll be a better man. Last name been Orlando Ran, but I never ran from nobody. I'll let you know about it. She my digital girl, but not robot it. You can be in my world, we can glow about it. And I don't doubt it, cause spend a night in our platonic.
Throw your hands up, freeze, move. Before you bounce out, got some watermelon juice. We can sit back, sun soak on a stoop. Maybe lay back down, you could be the big spoon. Eat you with a big spoon, bring the heat like June or July. Move it to the side, I spy with my eyes. So sweet, cherry pie, it was all good vibes. When I said good night, you never said goodbye.
Shorty, what's up? When I call you up at night.
You in my city, what's up?
When I call you up at night.
And all the girls in the bed,
what's up? When I call you up at night.
You ain't got a man, what's up?
When I call you up,
baby, what's up?
Call you up at night. Your heart is made of something special. Something that I never
Me never on your timeline, yeah. See you always in the limelight. Keep me rolling in the deep, yeah. Not a change, no joke, I don't mean it. Don't cease, baby, don't. Why you floating? Wanna lock you up on my side, but you run away like fish, yeah. I keep you right next to me. Only just in my dream. I see you in right the grind. Don't wake me up from sleep. I think I'm losing my grip. Everything, all the pain. Why you showed up in my life like this? You sudden, oh God, nah.
I get a feeling sometimes that I can't get close enough to you. I feel it most in the nighttime, even though that's when I'm closest to you. If I could be under your skin, closer than we've ever been.
Uh-huh.
We'd be closer than we've ever been.
Come all out of you in front of black, baby. Say the time, don't wait for nobody. Oh, I bet you thought, baby. But the time won't stop when you and I make our lips lock, baby. And once again, you made me misplace my pride, baby.
Trust me,
promise myself never. But you got me through the same.
After the beep.
If loving for us, he got romance, oh, I don't need your touch, no, it's hard, I keep on dead.
That was fun. My mom texted me and said it was fun. So that means that at least someone thought it was fun. Awesome. Shout out to my mom. Hey, Mom. Shout out to my dad, too, because he's probably listening. Hi, Dad. Okay, so we had Whatever You Want by Hardcore Kids, and then Closer by RM. He's the leader of BTS, and this song, not last year, but the year before, was my most listened to song. I listened to it an obnoxious amount of times. This whole album as well. Like, I went a little crazy with it. But, like, it's a good album. And then his most recent album, really good. I don't listen to it as much as I think I should. But, like, that's okay. I have, like, see, the issue with that, though, okay, his most recent album, right, is called Right Place, Wrong Person. There's, like, three or four songs that are clean, which is really tragic, because they're good songs, but, like, I can't play them on air, but it's okay. We live, we laugh, we love. And then the song that we just heard, which I didn't realize, I think, okay, there's a lot of songs that, like, I love, and I don't realize how much I love them until I'm here, and I hear them on, like, the big speakers, and I go, OMG, this is so slay. I think the last song that we just heard was one of those. It's called Changes. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the artist, so I won't, but the song's called Changes. They have some good music out, but yeah, that was fun. This is fun. I'm having a good time. I hope you are too. Okay, so I know I said I was gonna, like, make this into more of a talk show, but I, like, okay, to do that, I have to have things to talk about, right? And I feel like I was thinking about this on my walk over here. I don't do a lot of interesting stuff, I don't think. And I'm also not interested in interesting stuff, if that makes sense. You know, like I don't know, like, okay, I wrote it out because I was like, what should I talk about today? If I'm gonna yap a lot, what am I gonna yap about? I don't have any, like, interests that are, like, that give me stories to tell, you know? Like I crochet, but I'm not gonna sit here and yap about crocheting. I don't know. So, like, I need to, but okay, so then and I'm bad at talking. So then with that, I was like, huh, what if I bring friends to my show? And I think I might do that, because I feel like that would be really fun and silly. It would be like a podcast. That would be so fun. My family always, well, not always, but we often talk about, like, podcastifying our family dinners, because we all sit at the table when we're all home and we yap, and sometimes the conversations are very funny and silly and goofy, and sometimes I don't know, it's just, like, it's fun. And so we should podcastify it, but we never have. So my point with that is that, like, conversations, I feel like, are more fun to listen to than just one person yapping. Maybe I should get a soundboard. I'm, like, talking, and then it goes, you know? That would be funny. Maybe I'll do that. Sorry if that was loud. It might have been. I might have to turn down the volume on this mic. Apologies. But anyways, off of this, I wrote a thing in my notes app on my phone that says, things to talk about on my show. Then I put the date, and then I said, it is February. I already mentioned that, though. But, like, can we talk about winter here? So I'm from Poughkeepsie area, which is not quite upstate, but not the city. Definitely not the city, you know? Like, there's the clear distinction that it's definitely not the city, but, like, it's also, well, I wouldn't say definitely not upstate. It's that middle ground. There's a debate that I've heard with, like, multiple people. But I did see, like, an Instagram reel once where this guy was like, where's the line where upstate starts? And a lot of people said, like, Beacon or Newburgh. And I was like, I'm pretty much around there. So I don't know if that means I'm, anyways, whatever. So, like, it's the dividing line. Where am I going with this? Oh, so, like, the weather here is crazy. I think it's the altitude. That's my thought. But, like, the snow also stinks. Like, you think if you're going upstate, at least I thought this, like, snow would be crazy. Like, Buffalo football game crazy, you know? But it's really not. And it's kind of unfortunate. Like, we get more, like, it snows more often than it does at home here. But it doesn't, like, the quantity of the actual snowfall is never very much. Which is, like, kind of tragic. Like, give me 2 feet of snow, please. I would really appreciate that. And then call it a day, you know? That's just my take. It's also obnoxiously cold. Can we, like, get that out of here? Today, oh, you know the funny thing? So, yesterday, right, my phone's weather app said that the high would be 33 and it would be sunny. I was so excited. I was like, oh my goodness, like, I don't have to wear a scarf or, like, mittens. Like, I could just wear a jacket and call it a day. But then I look at it more closely. I look at, like, the hour-by-hour temperature thing. The high only got up to 14. So, like, why is my phone saying it's going to be 33 degrees when it was only 14? That was a little upsetting. I was a little upset. So, that's tragic. See, this would be, if I had a soundboard, this would be when I'd put in, like, the funny sound effects. That would be kind of slay. Yeah. Weather sucks. But it's the spring semester, so it's going to get warm. That's what my RD said. They were like, spring semester starts and it sucks. But then it gets better. So we just have to hold out until spring break. Sprong bronk. That's what I called it last year. I think that's what I'll call it again this year. Because sprong bronk. It's just funny. It rolls off the tongue nicely, you know? But yeah. So, like, I found a segue. I love announcing when I found a segue because then I'm so weird. That's so silly. So you're inside because it's cold, which means movies. So I'm going to talk about movies. There's 2 movies coming out that I'm very excited for. One of them came out Friday. I still have not seen it. But, like, usually I don't find myself to be, or I haven't found myself thus far in my life to be one of those people that, like, looks forward to movies coming out, you know? Like, I'll see what's playing in the theaters and I'll be like, oh, okay, I knew that was out, but, like, whatever, you know? Like, I didn't wait for it to come out. But these 2 movies, I waited. There's one coming out Friday, or it already came out. It came out this past Friday, pardon me. It's called Companion. It's about, like, an AI robot, and then she gets really smart and, like, I maybe murder some people. I don't know. In the trailer, there's a lot of blood. But I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I'm going next Saturday. So maybe I'll give you guys a review. And then Paddington, obviously. I feel like if you've listened to the show more than once, you've heard me talk about how much I love Paddington. Like, over and over and over again. So that's coming out Valentine's Day. Really excited. Super thrilled. Can't wait. Movies. Oh, and then there's this other movie that I watched. It's called The Menu. It's on Netflix. It was, like, weird. Okay, so if you've ever seen Midsommar, think about that, but in a kitchen. That's basically what it was. And, like, psychological horror stuff. I don't know if I get it. I don't know if it actually freaks me out. Cause like, it's just a scary guy, you know, who like should probably go to therapy, but instead, like, he just lets the demons take over, you know. That's, and I'm like, okay, it's a movie. First, you know, like, I'm really good at saying, oh, this is just a movie. Unless it's like a horror movie with ghosts, then I'm like shaking in my boots all day, every day, especially in my room at school. So like, my bed sort of faces a mirror. And so I get, like, I'll be reading my little book before I go to bed. I'm currently reading American Gods by Neil Gaiman, and I can't tell if I like it or not yet. But it's more, like, sci-fi, I think, than I've done before. I'm usually, like, a coming-of-age, maybe, like, a rom-com kind of person when it comes to books. So I was like, let me branch out. And I like the cover. And I read the first, like, 5 pages in Barnes & Noble, and I was like, this is good. I'm hooked. Let me buy it. So I bought it. Anyways, I'll be sitting there reading, and then, like, out of the corner of my eye, I'll be, like, suspicious. I'll be like, uh-oh, there's going to be someone there. Like, someone's going to hop out of my closet or something. I don't know. So, like, ghosts freak me out. But, like, the psychological stuff, I don't think it really does. So that's all I really have to say about that, about movies. I watched The Menu. Maybe you should watch it. Oh, the one thing about it that was really cool is that this guy mentioned that, like, his sous chef went to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. And I was like, I've been there. I know where that is. 10 minutes from my house. So that's pretty cool. I think I've exhausted my yapping, though, for a little bit. So we're going to play some more music. We're going to chill things out, actually, a little bit. We're starting with Let Me Go by Daniel Caesar. I kind of have started loving him recently. I have in the past. I just haven't, like, articulated that. But that's what's next. So I hope you have fun. And this is where the chill part comes in. This is the chill. Before was the sleigh. So now we chill after the sleigh. So have fun chilling.
I'm trying to breathe. Why won't you let me? I'm trying to leave. Please just forget me. Hang on to sleep. Our sun is setting. Can hardly believe this got so messy.
I'm with another.
Slay. Hey, we're back. All right, so that song was Bad by So Yoon. And I think that was like the second time I've ever heard it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be real. When I was like making this, I just like shuffled a bunch of songs and I was like, oh, this fits the vibe. And then I added it. So, but I like that song. It's fun. I like those three. Well, I guess two of the three, right? Were just like, I like them for their instrumentals. You know, like I like songs that have like a funky little instrumental break in them. Or I guess like the second one, that one is by RM, the guy I talked about before from Right Place, Wrong Person, his album. And the song was ?interlude. I just think like the percussion on it is pretty dope. So Slay, and then Let Me Go by Daniel Caesar was the first song. Slay. So that was the chill segment. I hope everyone had a chill time. I guess I have three more songs to play, and they're like, they're pretty chill, but they're also pretty slay. Let's talk about books. Can we talk about books really quick? I don't know where that came from, but I was just talking with my boyfriend about books, and I like books. So, like, we read a book together, him and I, or we, like, listened to it, and that was fun, and now we're trying to find another book to listen to, but, like, looking for books online, I was just thinking about how, like, weird that is, you know? Like, you search up a book, and then, like, it pops up on Amazon, and then you, like, read the description on Amazon, but it's so hard to, like, find books online. Like, I feel like it's, like, you go to a bookstore, right? And you go to the section of the books that you want to read, right? So, like, we're looking for, like, a thriller right now, because we just read, like, a rom-com. And now we're, like, looking for a thriller to read. I don't know. Anyways, like, you go to the thriller section, right? This is how I do it. I find a book that I like its vibe. I like the cover. I like something about it. I don't know. And then I pick it up, and then I read the back. And then I go, huh, this is pretty neat. Or I go, bro, what? And then I either take it or I put it back, you know? Or, like, I tentatively put it back and like note in my head that I like that book kind of ish. But I feel like online there's just so many options. You could just look and look and look and look, and you don't get the vibes from the book because it's not there in front of you. Vibes are so important. Let's be real, vibes are so important. Maybe never mind, I'm not gonna say that, because that would be really mean to my brother, so I'm not gonna say stuff like, oh, okay, well, anyways, now I feel like I have to say something. My brother's trying to get booed up, and I tried to convince him to get Tinder, but it's important to get vibes, so don't download Tinder. I have a friend who's on Tinder. Anyways, it was just bid week. I'm not associated with Greek life whatsoever. I just think the concept is funny. And so all this week I've been saying, guys, it's bid week. Or no, it was rush week. It was just bid day yesterday. You can tell that I'm not in Greek life because I don't know what I'm saying. But I just think it's funny. And then one of my staff mates and I were talking about staff members. I don't like the way I said that. That was weird. We were talking about like making our own sorority. So that would be fun. I still stand on the hill that like Uzma Kappa should be real. I wonder if it actually is. Maybe like that's the frat from Monsters University. I wonder if it's real. It's not. It's just from Disney, which is unfortunate. Like, if if I were a freshman, like if I came in here as a freshman and right now I was a sophomore and I had two more years at this institution, I would like take initiative and try to start the first chapter of Uzma Kappa at SUNY Oneonta. I would do it 100%. But I'm not going to. Maybe like in my head. Maybe I'll like maybe I'll just make a little hat and convince myself that it's real. I don't know. I really like Monsters University. I think it's quite a lovely movie. And I like that I get it because I'm in college now. I think when I first watched it when I was little, I don't even know how little I was when it came out. But like I didn't get it because I wasn't like, it came out in 2013, so I was in third grade. Interesting. But I don't think, like, I got it. Like, even with, like, High School Musical, like, I didn't get that until I was in high school. I don't know if I even got it when I was in high school, honestly, because they sing and dance and stuff, and they feud over the musical. I'm sure people did feud over the musical, but not my people. We feuded over who got first chair. So I guess it's similar. Huh, I guess it is similar. But Monsters University stays on top. And I'm joining Uzma Kappa. Anyways, I have three more songs. And I think after that, that's kind of going to be it. I might yap a little bit more. But yeah, we're going to start with Garden by Charlie Bloom. That's a fun one. So yeah. Have fun listening, and I'll be back. I always feel like I say that, but I will. I'll be back. So don't miss me too much.
Step away, this moment will be gone. So I try to bend the time and hold on to these memories till they're fantasy. And every now and then I need my space, taking my time. Where I'm in control. Deep breath in and a deep breath out. You can feel it right now. You can feel it right now. Deep breath in and a deep breath out. You can feel it right now. You can feel it right. Sweet as the breeze by the ocean side, lavender tea under a blood orange sky. The pine trees and daisies run my mind. I'm dancing around in this garden of colors. Sun on my skin, it's hugging me like a lover. I swear I could lay here forever.
said it ain't about money. I can show you the world, girl. What can you do for me? We can take a vacation, go somewhere in the country. Turn the radio on, hear my song sing. My favorite song sing. She don't know. She slept through the field trip, missed it, it was yesterday. So we're right back where we started. She's still trying to get away. Girl, you're wasting my time. And I am wasting your time, but that's okay. I said it's okay. Let me give you what you want. Ooh, and maybe later what you need. Yeah, I remember, girl, you used to have fun. Yeah, now I ain't seen a smile in a while. You're feeling pretty lonely. Yeah, your daddy should have got you that morning. Let me give you what you want. Yourself like this, going crazy, keeping all of these secrets. How was that living? Every time I reminisce, I keep thinking it was better then. I remember we made out underneath the rain clouds. Stay out late, I wanna lay down, break ground. Then you tell me, we could be okay, don't know for sure. Just familiar numbers hammered to your door. You left home right away. Your life is like night and day. You keep going back and forth. Let me give you what you want. Ooh, and maybe later what you need. Yeah, I remember, girl, you used to have fun. Yeah, now I ain't seen a smile in a while. You're feeling pretty lonely. Yeah, your daddy should have got you that morning. Let me give you what you want. Can I give you what you need?
Hello, everybody. I am back for my closing remarks. This has been Kitchen Sink on WONY 90.9 FM. That was really fast. Pardon. I hope everyone had fun. I did. I like yapping, so I had fun yapping. And I think next week, maybe we'll have a special guest, perchance. Or maybe we won't. Maybe it'll just be me yapping. But next week is the Super Bowl, which is really fun. Next week is also the Puppy Bowl. So that's really cool. I don't know if my show is at the same time as the Puppy Bowl. I also don't actually know if they do that anymore. They used to on Animal Planet. I don't know if the Animal Planet is even a TV station channel anymore. So, Ew, why was that like stutter? Anyways, But here are my closing remarks. I hope everyone has a super fun day. I hope everyone eats yummy dinner. I'm going to the Yellow Deli. I'm really excited. Before that, I'm going bouldering, which is really fun. That's like, I might try to like actually get into it. I feel like it's a little expensive though, because you have to like go to, like, I don't have rocks. Well, oh, rocks. What, well, are there rocks here? I wonder if I can like boulder on like real rocks instead of like at a gym, because that would be cheaper, because you don't need to pay the people with the gym for the rocks, because they're just nature's rocks. But then you have to have like the padding to put under you and everything, you know. And then like, oh, and then I'd have to buy shoes. Maybe it's less expensive to go to a gym, but I'm going bouldering and I want to keep bouldering. So that's what I'm doing today. So I hope everyone does something fun today, and something fun every day this week as well. I'm going to try to make a crochet hot air balloon light for someone's birthday. I don't think they're listening, so that's kind of slay. If they are, I just ruined the surprise, but that stinks. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to finesse it, and I'm going to make it work. But yeah, I hope everyone has a lovely week, and I hope you all had fun listening to my show, and I'll be here next week at 2, so listen again. Slay. All right, now I'm going to say farewell. Farewell.
WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, November 20th, Making Sense is hosting Money Personalities in IRC Lecture Hall 6, informing students on their financial behaviors. This event is from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, November 21st, campus is closing after the last class. Remember, WONY would be closed for the Thanksgiving break. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. More information about these events and more can